Hi, this is your friend, Emmanuel Dagger, and you're listening to The Miracle Cafe, the home of transformational conversations that serve to attract even more miracles in your life. The Miracle Cafe is excited to connect you with visionary guests, concepts, and modalities here to assist you in manifesting a miraculous life. It's my deepest honor to welcome you to The Miracle Cafe. Hey, my amazing friend, and welcome to The Miracle Cafe. Today's theme with our special guest is all about forgiveness, so you'll definitely want to tune in for this one. Right now, I'm excited to bring you the hot topics. Here we go. Our first panelist today is world traveler, marketing guru to the stars, lover of life, metaphysical enthusiast, and entertainer, Gay Thornton. And also, our second panelist is success and life coach who is dedicated to coaching people to discovering their life purpose and being their best self, Amy Schuber. Ladies, welcome to the Miracle Cafe.
Thank you so much for having us. Yay.
Yay. How are you?
Good. I love you both so much, and I really am excited about these hot topics. We have some good ones, so let's just get right into them. The first one comes from Ethan from New York City. Ethan writes, "Recently, many journalists who have been exposing covert and unethical government practices in different westernized countries, including the U.S., have come under fire and are being silenced for asking for more transparency. Do you feel transparency is an important factor to creating a more peaceful global society? If so, why?" Amy, let's have you take this one.
Wow, it's a serious, important question, and I think, yeah, it's really important because I think all of us are seeking trust and truth, and when we have transparency among us, it's authenticity and it's the truth about what's happening, and that builds that layer of trust, which is leading to the foundation of everything we want from each other. And I think when you do the opposite, that's where the breakdowns occur, and when you have the transparency, that's where the trust and love and all that stuff can build on. And yeah, we need that as a society, and I think where that transparency is, there's peace, and that's where we're going. And I think we've had for so long not that transparency that we don't trust the society, the governments, and the things. So it's an interesting push-pull challenge that we have right now to really uncover that and have that so we can have that trust, you know? Mm.
Yeah, beautiful. And Gay, what's your perspective?
You know, I think that's a really big question, too. I really feel like if you have the information, then you can do something about it. But most people feel like they don't even know what the truth is, which leads to an interesting sort of victim consciousness. Mm. So I think it sort of goes hand in hand, where if you have the transparency, then you say, okay, here's what I can do about it, and then you're in action. So I think that's very, very important.
And absolutely.
Wasn't it Eckhart Tolle who said that if you are spiritually ignorant, then you suffer?
Mm.
Yes.
So just bringing light to a lot of these things, I think, will help everybody.
Yeah, I totally agree. And, you know, there's been a few that have been sort of under fire. I've been kind of hearing a little bit and watching a little bit of the news, even though I try to stay away from it. But it's interesting to be aware of what's going on. And a lot of it is sort of coming to a head, it feels, because a lot of the old systems are sort of kind of crumbling, especially the monetary systems, especially in Europe. And so it's really interesting to see all of that come up to the surface. And, you know, it's almost looking, it's almost like a backfiring when governments try to silence, you know, journalists, because they are starting to look more and more suspicious. And
right.
It's actually awakening people in droves now. It's just amazing. So thank you guys so much. That is a very important question. Thank you, Ethan, for sharing that with us today. And if any listeners right now who are tuning in have something to say about that, please email me at Emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com, and I'll make sure to read those on the air. So our next question comes from Maria in Montreal. So she says, "Hi everyone, for those who are extremely sensitive to energy around them, what tips do you have to help them not take on the energies that feel uncomfortable to them?" And Gay, would you like to start with this one?
Oh, sure. I mean, and man, this is me. When I first started my spiritual journey, oh my goodness, I lived in New York City and I could feel absolutely everything. And I think the first thing to do is to embrace that gift, because it is a tremendous gift, being sensitive. I think
can you say that again, because that's so important.
Yes, I think it's a tremendous gift, being sensitive. I think you just have to figure out how to use it, how to utilize it. And for me, it was very important to understand that I had to breathe a lot and not sort of push things away. But like, for example, when I'm at my gym, I learned to meditate at my gym, at a place where people are throwing around all different types of energy. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was a perfect place to practice, where I knew what was going on. And sometimes I would put a bubble of light around myself, or sometimes I would call in the great central sun and put this beautiful light through the top of my head and all through my body. Or sometimes I would just breathe in love and then breathe out love. And all of a sudden, the things that I thought were bothering me or upsetting me or so many people's energy coming at me, all of a sudden it was calm. And I could see what it was, and because I could see what it was, it really wasn't a big deal anymore. So I think once you know and you understand, wow, this is a gift, I just have to learn how to utilize it and how to best take it into the world.
I love that, Gay, because a lot of times, especially, you know, in the beginning stages of people who are on their spiritual path, they sometimes tend to see being sensitive as there's something wrong with them. So really looking that, as you said, looking at it as a gift, it's so important, because it really shows us, okay, we can just redirect it and use it for our greatest good. And then it won't, like you said, with the visualizations and connecting with the, you know, the love energy moves us out of those being so overly taking on energies. Thank you so much. And Amy, would you like to add anything to that?
Sure. I love how you said that, Gay, about it being a gift. And what a timely question. Emmanuel and I were just talking about this, and it was for my own self too. You know, I'm feeling very sensitive to a lot of energy out there. And what works for me is, like you said, Gay, coming back to yourself and being really present with yourself and having the awareness that you have that sensitivity and you might be maybe reacting to other people's energies. It takes a moment sometimes to figure out, like, oh, I'm reacting to other people's energies in this room, and then bringing it back to yourself and your center and your core. And you can take a deep breath to do that. There's some really simple practices to bring yourself in to yourself, to ground yourself, even having an intention. I'm going to stick with my energy and not let others, you know, seep into mine. I'm going to not have that reaction. Just having that intention to be grounded and solid and reflecting love and light with the bubble, with the light overhead, you know, with a mirror reflecting back. Just that sometimes for me, if it's just a flash that it's happening, I'll just say, oh, I have a mirror in front of me reflecting that back, because I'm not going to absorb that. So it's one of those things. It's easy, but it's simple, but it's not so easy to practice sometimes. But the awareness about it is such a gift. I agree with Gay. That's a brilliant way to say that.
Beautiful. And something that I would like to add on to that, because you just mentioned grounding, and it reminded me, just connecting with nature. You know, for me, I like to go to the beach, and there's a tree that I absolutely love. I go sit under it and, you know, press my back against it, and I put my feet into the sand and just really allow that beautiful energy of the ocean and just the breeze and the tree just to completely absorb and release a lot of the stress that I may be, because we are all energetic beings. So really rejuvenating and restoring. So that may be something that if someone really resonates with nature could be something that could help them. Thank you guys so much. So our next question, our final question, comes from Michelle in London. So Michelle writes, during a recent interview, Oprah asked singer Rihanna if she has forgiven her ex-boyfriend, who is also a singer, Chris Brown, for physically abusing her several years ago. By saying yes, Rihanna received lots of backlash from people not understanding how she could do such a thing. To those who may not be able to understand why forgiveness is such an important process, what advice would you share with them? So let's go ahead and go with Amy for that one.
Wow, I think I saw that interview and I thought it was really brilliant of her to share that she forgives him and she's still has love for him, because forgiveness is love, and that is a part of our journey. I think forgiveness is one of the main things that happens for all of us. Some of us don't allow forgiveness in relationships and situations and hold on to it, you know, the hurt and the pain. And then a lot of us do allow forgiveness, but you are really spiritually mature when you're forgiving and moving forward in a hard or bad situation. And I think that was such a huge lesson for all of her fans, because she has a lot of young fans. I think it was brilliant for her to admit that and share that. And she did say, you know, people are going to think I'm weak, but it's really, I think it's a sign of strength and courage, because forgiveness is power. It's a power over yourself, because when you're not forgiving, you're holding that pain. That other person might have gone on and not care anything about it. It's not impacting them anymore, but holding, you know, not forgiving impacts us more than it impacts anyone else. And it's love. And I want to say to people who feel like have a reaction to that, that means they probably have some forgiveness for themselves to work on, because if it stirs something up in you, it means it's going on within you. So, you know, that's something just to have that thought, like, where do I need to be forgiving in my life? And that's the question to ask. It's not to judge yourself or others. It's to find yourself in that space of love and forgiveness. And it's another one of those things. It's something that it can be really hard to do, but when you can get to that space, it's a beautiful place to be in. And it allows your life to expand and grow on another level, which is pretty amazing.
Beautifully stated. Gay, want to add anything to that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I ditto. It was definitely beautifully stated. Wow, Amy. I think that forgiveness is really huge, because it's not necessarily about the other person. It's really about you. And once you get to that place, you may never, ever see that other person again. But once you can really understand for yourself and let it go, then the healing process begins for you. And I'm reminded, I can't remember who said this quote, but it stuck with me most of my life. When you don't forgive, it's like taking poison and expecting the other person to die. And you have to understand all that toxic energy that you are carrying by being resentful is really affecting you and not the other person at all. So I think that's huge for Rihanna to say that. It shows like such a huge level of spiritual maturity. And hopefully people will talk about it, other people will think about it, and it will spark more conversations like what we're having, because I think when more people realize how profound what she said was, more people will go, oh, maybe I need to forgive so-and-so, and they can move forward too.
Wow. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, ladies, and also thank you, Michelle and Maria and Ethan, for submitting your hot topics. And if you have a hot topic that you would like to submit, please email me at Emmanuel@miraclecaferadio.com. We'll make sure to get those read and get some awesome perspectives that maybe you already knew, or some new aha moments that could really help you expand and grow. And that being said, I know Amy has an amazing website. You can find her at amyschuber.com. And Gay, where can our listeners find out more about you?
You know what? If you go to facebook.com and just click on Gay Thornton, you can find out what I'm doing, if I'm doing some fantastic TV show or teaching some great class. As a lover of life, I do everything. So, yeah, if you go to Facebook, you can find out what's going on with me there.
Yay, excellent. And Amy, do you have anything else you would like to add, websites or anything?
No, amyschieber.com pretty much is where I'm at. You can find me on Facebook as well. But I also want to say thank you so much, Emmanuel, for bringing me. I always love being in your space. I'm so grateful for that. And Gay, too. It's so great to be with you.
Well, you guys, too.
You just beat me to it. So thank you guys so much for being here, and I look forward to having you on again. You know, we're going to be, as these hot topics grow and expand, I would love to have you contribute and share your beautiful insights and perspectives. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thanks, Emmanuel.
So we're going to take a music break. Stay tuned.
Every day is a new beginning. Every day is a brand new start. It's about the wheels you're spinning and the sun inside your heart. So turn around and see, it was made for you and me. If you wanna touch the sky, just spread your wings and fly. Follow your heart, you will see all your dreams become reality. Follow your heart, you and I, brave enough to touch the sky. It goes, follow your heart, right from the start. Follow your heart, everywhere you go. Rhythm running wild.
It is my honor to introduce our special guest today. Angela is a life and abundance coach, speaker, healer, and writer who is passionate about helping others awaken to their best life. She is the founder of the Living Your Best Life series, which assists people around the globe in transforming self-limiting beliefs and patterns which may have hindered them in creating the life they really wish to have. Angela Strank, welcome to the Miracle Cafe.
Hi, Emmanuel. Thank you so much for having me on your show tonight.
Oh, it's such an honor. I've known you for such a long time, and I'm just so excited for our listeners to really get to experience you and your energy and your work. And I know the theme for today is all about forgiveness and really understanding that concept and going really deep into that. I think it's very important right now, especially in the collective, to do that forgiveness, because as we are able to forgive ourselves, others, then the world is able to release a lot of those blocks that have maybe hindered us from moving into that beautiful reality that is coming, that is here for us to connect with. So the first question, let's just jump right in. In the dictionary, forgiveness is defined as compassionate feelings that support a willingness to forgive or excuse a mistake or offense. It means to cease to feel resentments towards or grant pardon for a particular act or person. From your perspective, what does forgiveness really mean?
Well, you know, forgiveness is something that all walks of life, all people have to deal with in their lifetime. And for some people, it's a huge struggle. And to me, in my understanding with forgiveness, it's about an act of kindness that we can not only extend to others, but most importantly, we can extend to ourselves. I know it is a hard lesson for us, and especially when it comes to matters of the heart. But when we learn to forgive and we can be in that place, we are in what's called acceptance, acceptance of what is. And that is very freeing for us. You know, we're all here to learn forgiveness. And to do so, there has to be something within our lives to forgive. And that's not always easy. But to truly forgive, we have to forgive ourselves. But forgiveness is not always about freeing us from being judged. It's about freeing the judgment from us, so that we can be free.
Wow, can you say that again? Because that was so powerful, and I want to make sure the listeners really get that. So can you say that one more time?
Absolutely. Forgiveness is not about freeing us from being judged. It's about freeing the judgment from us so that we can be free. So what I mean by that is, you know, forgiveness is an act of freeing ourselves from a particular experience or a particular event that may have caused us to be hurt, and that's what I see forgiveness is. It's just freeing us from that experience so that we can move forward.
So in essence, you know what I'm hearing, I don't know, just tell me if I'm right or wrong, that forgiveness simply is freeing ourselves. Would you say that's kind of sort of what you're saying?
Absolutely. Because when we're in a state of unforgiveness, whether we are consciously aware of it or not, we are locked into that experience. I see this all the time working with clients, that they may have, say they've had a divide in a friendship, as an example, and they no longer have physical contact with that person, and, you know, no longer hear from them or write from them or whatever, but they're holding on to unforgiveness. In essence, what that is an unconscious connection to that person and that event. And when we can actually forgive the event, forgive the other person, forgive ourselves, we literally break those unhealthy bonds of the unforgiveness with that event and that person, and it frees us. And that creates more space for healthy bonds to remain with people, whether that's just through memories of good times because that friendship has moved on or whatever. But it is. It's a freedom of those unhealthy bonds that lock us and keep us stuck in the past.
Wow. Okay, so on a little bit further on that, do you think forgiveness requires that a person actually approve of or even excuse the other person's action, if that's what it may have been over, maybe you felt betrayed or whatever? Do you think that forgiveness requires a person to approve of it and excuse it?
Absolutely not. Because by doing that, by approving something or excusing it, it's still a judgment, and it still locks us into that experience. So it's not about accepting or excusing the behavior. It's about being just freed from it so that it doesn't have grips on us anymore. And so it has nothing to do with that judgment in particular.
Wow. And something that's coming through right now, it's really important. A lot of people, especially males in the world, look at forgiveness as a sign of weakness. What would your perspective on that be?
Oh, wow. Well, forgiveness is a sign of vulnerability. And it's often misconceived that our vulnerability is a weakness, when in essence, it's actually the opposite. When we can be truly vulnerable and we can really be in our heart space and open and expanded, we are actually in our power. We're fully connected to the truth of who we are. And so to be vulnerable is not a weakness. And to be able to forgive, that's a vulnerability. That's an opening up. Instead of being closed and in protected mode and being in guarded mode, it's actually the opposite. You're open and you're expanded.
So basically, it's safe to say that sometimes it takes more strength to be vulnerable than to not be vulnerable.
Absolutely. It takes courage. It takes courage to forgive. It takes courage to look at an event or experience or a person that may have harmed us or hurt us and come from it from not a place of judgment, but look at it from a place of compassion. And in essence, opening ourselves up to just allowing that experience to be what it was and then moving forward. Absolutely. It takes a lot of courage to do that. And it's not easy for any of us, but it's very freeing.
Oh, I just love this conversation right now, and I'm absorbing so much. And what I would also like to ask you is, how does one bridge the gap between resentments and true forgiveness? I know a lot of people hold on to the resentments, and it's, you know, it becomes almost like a cushion. It becomes a safety net, a protection. So how does one bridge that gap between resentment and true forgiveness?
Well, forgiveness, there are two emotions we can come out of forgiveness. It's either resentment or compassion. And resentment is a byproduct of our judgment based on the experience or the event that harmed us or hurt us. And when we have that judgment, A, it locks us in the past and it keeps us from moving forward. B, it takes up space. There's no room for forgiveness. It locks us into that experience. So to answer your question, when we can let go of the judgment of what happened or what we experienced, it frees us to let go of resentment. And then the resentment, when it leaves, automatically we will be filled up with forgiveness. We will be filled up with love and acceptance of what happened or what we experienced. And so to bridge that gap, you need to look at the experience and free yourself of the judgment. Because in essence, any experience we have is not right or wrong. It is not positive. It is not negative. It is not good. It is not bad. They are just experiences, and they're meant to flow through us. So it's just fascinating when you can look at life from that perspective. Eckhart Tolle talks about that a lot, about being present in the moment so that you can just allow life to move through you free of judgments of the mind.
So everything simply just becomes feedback, and it's just about, do we resonate with it or do we not resonate with it?
Absolutely.
That's about it. Wow. Okay, so let's say someone has worked on forgiveness of themselves and others, and you know, they've really, really worked towards that space and done all of the, you know, read all the books, did all that stuff. How do they know? How can someone tell that they've really forgiven? How can they actually tell? Because sometimes it may be a little bit unclear for some.
To answer your question, I would say emotions. If we have an emotional charge to any event or an experience, then we are not in a place of neutrality. We're not in a place of acceptance and peace. So if you're able to look at the situation and have no emotional charge whatsoever to it and just complete acceptance, complete peace for what is, then I would say that you've done your work and you've been able to move on and move forward. But for a lot of people, it's an intellectual thing. They can intellectualize and say, yes, I've forgiven. And you know, but if someone brought them back to that experience, brought their attention back to that experience, they have an actual physical reaction or they have an emotional reaction, which is an indicator that it's not fully healed yet.
Wow. And so that it's all, like you said, it's all about emotion. And if you are able to be neutral about it, then you've had a huge shift in your ability to forgive.
Absolutely. Well, our emotions are our emotional feedback system. So they're guiding us all of the time. And so if we're having any emotion come up within us, it's feedback about, you know, what our experience is. So yeah, absolutely.
You know, one thing that's coming through right now is just, you know, a lot of times it can be easy to really project that, you know, someone did something to us and someone, you know, could have said something or done something. And what I've really come to understand in my personal experience with forgiveness is really taking responsibility, just starting with the self and taking responsibility. Do you have anything to add to that, just about responsibility and how important it is in forgiveness?
Absolutely. We are in control of ourselves and ourselves only. And we can't control other people. So if there is an experience with or an event that happened and you're looking for the outside world to bring you forgiveness, then you're giving your power away because that can't happen for you. No one can heal you but you. Your emotions, your feelings, your thoughts are organic to you. And that's where this personal responsibility piece comes in, which is so amazing and so wonderful because then that also tells us and shows us that we're not victims in this world. We may have experiences that are really uncomfortable or not desirable or that we truly just do not like, but we're not a victim. We have power to change A, how we react to the situation, and B, what we do with it. That's the most important. So, we have so much power if we take responsibility for A, our role in it, and what we're going to do with the experience, the lessons learned, and with our own emotional state.
Mm. Beautifully stated. And I know you have a great visual example that you do around silk nets. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah. I wrote an article on forgiveness. And ever since I wrote it, it's kind of had a life of its own. And in one piece of the article, I talk about an analogy of our human experience with that of a silk net. So what I was saying in the article was just imagine yourself as a silk net flowing in the wind, and life is meant to move through us. But often, through our judgments, life doesn't. We hang on to things. And so every time we hold a judgment, we catch that experience within our net, and it becomes difficult to see through, and they become toxic and heavy and depleted, just like us humans can. And in order to be free of that, we need to free the trapped experiences by forgiving ourselves or letting go of the judgment that we're holding in that space for that timeline. And stuck is all of a sudden given the freedom to just be let go of. And that's how it was intended. For life is meant to flow through us, not for us to hang on to things and get heavy and depleted and weighed down.
Mm.
Yeah.
What a great visual.
Thanks.
That's so, and it just really simplifies it, you know, really grounds it and makes it very easy to understand. Now, let me ask you, what role does being present play in forgiveness? And what are some ways a person can become more present? Because I know a lot of teachings and, you know, in the idea of meditation, it's all about being present. And I know that there is a correlation there. From your perspective, what does being present play in forgiveness? Is it even important? And if it is, how are some ways people can get present?
Oh, great question. Being present is a way to shut off the ego. It helps us stay aligned within our truth. So when we are fully present in every moment, we're in what's called a state of allowing. And this simply means just allowing life to move through us, like I was just saying with the silk net. This is our natural and intended way of being. But our mind, our ego self, can get in the way. And it's designed to keep us safe. It's designed to assimilate information. And to do so, it judges things. It compares things. That's how the mind works. And so it's good intended for sure, but sometimes the mind gets in the way. And so it's so busy judging things that we're missing the moment. We're missing the lesson that is coming through in that moment because we're so busy analyzing and worrying and judging the experience. So when we can be in fully present in every moment, then we awaken. We are fully aligned to have what is intended to come through from the experiencing you have, and it allows us to move forward. So our past is not meant to be a place, our past is only meant to be a place of reflection. That's it. Of lessons learned. And our future is our untapped possibility of what's to come. But it's our presence where the gift is. It's our present where our ability to learn what we need to really get from the experience in this time is when it can come through versus us not being present and then reliving the experience over and over and over again because we're not present enough to learn, to grow, to expand from whatever the experience as the gift is coming through for us.
And so how can one move into the present a little bit more? Do you have any guidance around that?
Breathing. Breathing. And allow yourself to focus on the simple things in life. You know, our when we're present to the sounds that are around us, it makes us focus in this time and in this space. When we're focusing on the beautiful colors that are surrounding us, again, it brings us to this present. We're not thinking about what's happening, you know, 10 minutes ago, and we're not worrying about the future. Simplifying in the moment. And it just allows the mind to take in the beauty of what's surrounding us right here, right now. And that's how I've found is the best way for me personally to live in that present state is to remember the little things, to be present for the little things, because that's where the gifts are.
I love that, and I've heard that many times, but it's just always so beautiful to hear it again because it's such a confirmation, and really gets you into the present moment. Like right now, I was really looking at my surroundings and hearing your voice and just all these things. It's really, really gets you back into the moment. Okay, so I want to ask you. There's a school of thought, especially in the spiritual community. And I've had certain discussions with people that there's really nothing to forgive, that there's nothing to forgive because there's no good or bad, similar to what you said earlier. Now, and that it's not even necessary to forgive. What's your perspective on that?
Oh, good. Great question, because that does come up a lot where, you know, from my article, I've had people write back saying, you know, asking that same very question. And, you know, it's correct that as long as ourselves, we are placing a judgment on something, we're being locked into it. But many people are not living in the present moment. We're living in a world of judgment. And in truth, every experience is neither good or bad. It just is. So,
yes.
So judgment's not required. And forgiveness is not required when we can live in that present moment. And like we're talking about, just living and allowing life to move through us. Forgiveness is not needed. Absolutely not. But we live in a world of judgment all of the time.
Yes.
We are analyzing and figuring things out. And so it's not about judging. It's not like we need to be forgiven because we're bad in essence or anything like that. Mm-hmm. It's learning to forgive so we can just be freed from the experience and then move forward. And all we need to do is let go of our judgments of what is happening or what we're experiencing or what we're witnessing, and that will free us up. So yeah, absolutely. I can see the perspective when people say, you know, well, in essence, I don't need to be forgiven, or I don't need to forgive because, in essence, you're right. There is no right or wrong. There is no good or bad, and there is no positive or negative. There just is.
And then once we are able to, as a collective, transcend and really get into that space as a whole, then that would be the case. But because we're still in that process, there is a forgiveness. And, you know, I want to add another thing to that is forgiveness, similar to what you said earlier on. It's not really about condoning or saying that something Like if someone does something that you're accepting it or saying that, you know, it was something that, agree with or whatever, but really it's about freeing yourself and just giving yourself that permission to understand that you can let go of the grudges, the resentments, etc., that are not serving us and move on, because the only person that it's really affecting is ourselves if we're not able to forgive. So that in that case, because we are still in that space and there's a lot of old past experiences, whether from childhood or even beyond, that still need to be resolved. And so in that case, forgiveness is necessary.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay, so I have one more question before you. I know you're going to do an amazing meditation for us. So I want to ask you how forgiveness has personally shifted your life. Can you give us an example of how working through forgiveness has transformed your life?
Absolutely. You know, it's funny how life works, where I attracted into my life an experience where the whole experience was around forgiveness. And that's what motivated me to write this article. It was my way of healing the experience that I went through. Long story short, I had a relationship that had dissolved with somebody that I really, really cared about. And this was a friendship. And when that relationship dissolved, I wasn't able to get any resolution. It was completely out of my control to get resolution. And that was really difficult for me, because I've always been somebody who could take a situation and then if, you know, there was any discomfort, kind of work through it. But this particular experience, I had no control of the outside world in respect to getting forgiveness or having a conversation to resolve the situation. And that was really difficult for me, but it humbled me. It humbled me, and it really taught me the value of forgiveness. And in one particular time, I was doing some energy work, and I had an aha moment that, because the unforgiveness that I was feeling towards myself was not serving me. It was depleting me. It was very difficult for me. It was heavy on me. And in this one particular moment, I had this aha moment where I realized that by hanging on to the unforgiveness, I was, in essence, locking myself into this person so that I could have some kind of connection with them. And when I realized that and I got that, it's something in me just shifted, where I understood that I needed to heal that and just know that we're all connected, and that I don't need to have unforgiveness within myself in order to have that connection with this person. And that's when I got it. I really, really got it. That I had to forgive for myself so that I could be free. And what was left and what remains is my amazing memories of this person. Absolutely amazing memories. And that is what's most important. And so that's the best example I can give you, but that's the one that taught me, really, really taught me what forgiveness is about and how important it was for me. Because before that aha moment, I was locked in the past. I had a lot of regrets. I had a lot of resentment. I had a lot of pain. And in that moment, it all went away.
Wow. And I just felt all the listeners, I felt a lot of them have aha moments and expansion, especially when you said that you were literally holding on to the unforgiveness part of it because you just wanted that connection. And when you realized that it was that you were already connected, we're all connected, and we don't need those kind of attachments and energies of unforgiveness or, you know, being upset with ourselves or them, you know, then we can free ourselves and them. And who knows what may happen in the future where you guys realign again, or even if it doesn't happen, you know, that's okay too. But you'll carry those beautiful memories. I had a huge aha moment. Thank you, Angela, for that.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness. So we are actually getting into our meditation or healing process time. So if you want to just take the floor and go ahead and walk us through a process that you may have, and I'm really excited, and take it away.
Thank you. So what I want to do is just do a nice, simple, energetic meditation to support you with any unforgiveness that you may have within your being. For any reason. And so I'm going to walk you through a guided visualization. And the whole point is just to open up the mind to a new perspective, open up the mind to bring in new awareness and insights, and bring in some supporting energy to let go of anything that's no longer serving you in relationship to unforgiveness. So just take a moment, get yourself nice and comfortable and relaxed. And I'll just get you to take in some deep breaths in through the nose, and out through the mouth, closing your eyes and just allowing your body to just become present. Another big deep breath in through the nose. And as you exhale, just let go of any tension, worry, or concern. And one more time, big deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Great. With your eyes closed, imagine, if you will, that you have traveled to some beautiful beach somewhere. This is somewhere you may have been to before, seen on TV, or is just showing up in your awareness now. And when you get there, just imagine taking off your shoes and any restrictive clothing, and just feel the warmth of the sun on your face. Feel the sand under your toes, allowing yourself to become very present in this moment. And imagine, if you will, hovering in the sky about 300 feet up is a beautiful ball of white light. This is source energy. This is energy here to support you in letting go of any unforgiveness. And imagine, if you will, that you can float up like a balloon towards that beautiful ball of white light. And as you lift up off the ground, just feel the weight of the world fall off you. As you become light and fluid and float all the way up till you're about 4 feet below that white light. And then when you're about 4 feet below, just imagine, if you will, that you can invite that energy in through the top of your head and see it come in through the mind, calming the mind, relaxing the mind, in through the face, in through the throat. Imagine it come into the heart space, open and expanding. See the energy flow into the core of the body, into the hips, down the legs, into the ankles and feet, and then see this energy travel back to the earth and anchor into the earth. And just imagine yourself starting to descend like an elevator, still connected from above, filling with more and more white light as you need it. We're going to raise your energies to help let go of some of this unforgiveness. Then feel yourself connect back onto the earth. And imagine some beautiful healing energies coming up from the earth, like a pink color, rose pink, all the way up the ankles, up the legs, up the core, into the heart space. Now you're connected above and so below. And then we're going to build your energy. So expand this energy past your physical body and fill your energy field. Now you're filled from above and below with white light from above and beautiful pink healing energy from below. And then make your energy larger and fill the entire beach area that you are. And place your hand on your heart space. We're just going to set some intentions. And then quietly to yourself, just repeat after me. We ask and intend to clear and release any and all resentments and in all sadness and in all grief or loss that is impacting our being on the deepest of cellular levels, throughout the conscious, subconscious, and all cellular memory, with ease and with grace, we ask and intend to clear and release all unhealthy bonds that we have to another or to an event that is creating a block to us forgiving. We ask to clear and release this all now. Any and all distortions in perception about an experience that is blocking us from being freed, from moving forward, or blocking us from learning the lessons we need to learn from this experience, we ask to clear and release now, out of the conscious, subconscious, and all cellular memory. Take a big, deep cleansing breath in through the nose, breathing in more of the light. As you exhale, just imagine breathing out those distortions, breathing out that emotion, breathing out those blockages. And we're going to do one more technique. Just imagine, if you will, that a person or event that you know you need to forgive, that could be someone else, it could be yourself, I want you to imagine them standing in front of you. And I want you to imagine these unhealthy cords connecting you to them and that experience. And just imagine cutting those cords and seeing the white light that is in your energy field and throughout the space around you, dissolving those cords, bringing you back to neutrality, and seeing brand new healing cords of love coming from your heart space to that individual, replacing unhealthy bonds with healthy bonds, whether that just means you are left with amazing memories or good feelings when you think of that situation, or better yet, peace. Everything in the way of this experience for you, we ask to uncreate, clear and release, heal on all levels, in all time and space, now and forever. And so it is.
Ooh, that was good stuff. I'm still feeling that love and that gratitude for this sacred time. And Angela, I want to know where our listeners can learn about you and your amazing work. I know we're getting close to winding down with our time, but as usual, the hour flew by. But I would like to make sure that the listeners can really get to learn more about you. So where can they do that?
Absolutely. I have a website. It's my name, Angela Strank, STRANK.com. I also have on Facebook a Living Your Best Life series. That is where I do a lot of my writing, and I share with my readers events and what's coming up in my work. So the two options are the best way to reach me. So AngelaStrank.com or Living Your Best Life series on Facebook.
Mm. Angela, it has been such an honor to co-create this miraculous hour with you. I know our listeners I'm sure they've received so many insights and benefits, and they can listen to the recording later and really listen to the meditations as many times as they want. And thank you so much for just being so open and willing to share your gifts with us.
Thank you, Emmanuel. It's been really great to talk to you again. Thank you. And thank you, listeners.
Thank you so much. And to our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in. You've made the show one of the most highly rated shows on BBS Radio. And thank you so much for your support, for your love. we are definitely going to be giving you an amazing season this time, and we have amazing guests and processes and healings and transformations. So stay tuned for that. Have a wonderful rest of the evening. I will talk to you in 2 weeks.
Thank you for tuning in to the Miracle Cafe. Sign up for our mailing list at miraclecaferadio.com to find out more about upcoming shows and special events. Also, by signing up, you will receive a free powerful energy recording titled Living Your Highest Vision. Sign up today at miraclecaferadio.com, and I look forward to co-creating a miraculous journey with you.